Good afternoon. Men's Day continuing here on KROS FM 105.9 AM 1340 online at krosradio.com. And you can take a look at our guest, Rob Cassidy, as you can see on your computer there. Are they watching and listening in back at the store?
I have no idea. Hopefully they're taking care of our customers.
Well, that could be. I'm sure you're hoping that they are working, no doubt about that. So Paul's Discount, 53 years, family-owned business. How do you folks keep doing it? How do you survive in this world?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of things. One, you know, you got to have a good team of employees, and we've been fortunate to attract a lot of good, talented people to work for us over those 53 years. And you got to have a niche in this day and age, and we've worked hard to develop some strong niches, and I think the market kind of bears that out. We're a market leader in sporting goods and lawn and garden, workwear, athletic wear, pet supplies. And I think the readers of the Clinton Herald have voted us the best of the best in those categories for about 10 years in a row. And, you know, you just gotta, we really try to focus on those niches and keep building them, and carry a really deep merchandise assortment in all those departments, and then staff those departments with knowledgeable people. And Don McKinley's been working for me for almost, I think, 45 years, or close to it. And he runs our sporting goods department, and does a great job with our fishing and our hunting. Do a great job with baseball and football equipment, supply a lot of the leagues in town, Clinton Junior Baseball, Clinton Junior Football. And Don's a former professional baseball player, so he knows the sporting goods industry quite well, and he's learned a lot while he's been there for 45 years. So a lot of people come out there and shop there. We have great prices in those departments as well, so it's not just a deep merchandise assortment, but we pride ourselves on being competitive with everyone that we compete with. So we got a great selection at competitive prices, and when they get in there, they'll find knowledgeable people to help them. And just like in lawn and garden, we've been fortunate over the last 15 to 20 years to have a really knowledgeable person leading our lawn and garden department. It started with Margot Hansen, and Margot used to own her own garden center. She originally worked for Burpee Seeds right out of college, I believe. And really knows horticulture, and people can come in and get their questions answered. And then when Margo moved on to the Buckelhop Arboretum, we were fortunate to hire Randy Pinnock, who leads our lawn and garden department now. And Randy's been with me for 7 years. And again, Randy owned his own garden center, and he really knows the lawn and garden business. And a lot of people shop our store because they know that Randy Pinnock's there, and he can answer their questions for them. So
you mentioned Don McKinley, and of course, the other two individuals who spent a lot of time with you. You do retain people for a number of years, but every once in a while, a couple will retire on you, won't they?
They will. We had a couple retirements this year. Paul Hamstra worked at Paul's for over 30 years, and he led, I think he came in and originally started out as the buyer in our housewares department, but after a number of years, he moved over and led our hardware, paint and plumbing, electrical departments. He also bought our summer grills, patio supplies, and Paul retired in February, and so we promoted a young man that was working in Randy's department, in the lawn and garden department, Rich Burkhart. And Rich has taken over Paul's departments, and he's been running that since February. But Paul was a great longtime employee, did a really good job managing the store for me, helped look after some of the capital improvements that we've done through the years. And then my warehouse manager, Jim Bankston Sr., who had worked for us for 15 years, retired just this past fall. So it's always hard to see good employees go, but you wish them well in retirement, and it opens up opportunities for new people to step in. And we also filled Jim's position internally too. So more and more, as we have management positions open up, we're looking internally to see if we can't fill those positions from within. I think it's good for morale. It gets those people in those entry-level positions that come in to work for us a little carrot at the end, where if they know that they work hard and their work hard work gets noticed, that maybe there's an opportunity for them beyond an entry-level job, and they can move up through the ranks with Paul's.
You've got Paul's in Clinton, you've got Paul's in Iowa City. Pretty much the same story in the Iowa City store, longtime employees knowing the opportunity to move up?
I think so. We've really had a lot of tenure among our management team at both locations. And I would say the number one reason we've been able to retain our management team employees is the challenge of the job. We take good care of them, but I think they truly enjoy the job. We ask them to wear a lot of different hats. They're buyers, but they're merchandisers. They manage their gross margins. They determine the retail prices that we'll sell merchandise for. They shop their competition. They hire, they fire, they supervise. They help with advertising. They take care of customer service. They help open and close the store. So I don't think the job ever gets boring to them. It's just, like I said, they wear a lot of different hats. I think they enjoy it, and that's why they stuck around with Paul's.
That's interesting. You really haven't talked about that in the previous programs you've been with us, all the duties and the responsibilities of those folks.
Yeah, it's we do. We ask them to do a lot. We do not manage our store like a typical retailer. Most retailers have a centralized buying, whether it's a two-store operation or a 2,000-store operation. All their buying is done by buyers, and that's all they do is just buy merchandise. The store is run by merchandisers or store managers, and all they do is merchandise or just manage people. But we give a person a department, and we tell them they're in charge of everything that has to do with that department in terms of the buying, the merchandising, the pricing, and everything. And I think that's the enjoyable part of the job for them.
You know, you're right. I mean, it's obviously challenging, but it's good to have a challenge every once in a while.
It is.
So now, you offer such great selection, as you were saying, but it's selection of name brand, right? I mean, you can go out there and you can get a quality product.
You can. You know, when our business was founded 53 years ago by my dad and grandfather, it was founded primarily on price. And at that time, discount stores were just taking off. Retail was, up until that point, had been dominated by downtown department stores. And then Walmart came along, Kmart came along, Target, ourselves, all in the early 60s. And they were discounters. And they got market share by selling at the lowest possible price. And we were the market leader until Walmart came into both of our markets. And at that point, we knew that we didn't have pockets deep enough where we would win a price war with Walmart. We knew we needed to stay competitive, but we couldn't get it in price war because they just keep dropping the price till they ran us out of business. So at that point, we made a decision that, hey, we need to merchandise ourselves around the competition a little bit and compete on things other than just price. We need to offer better service than what they'll get in the big box stores, but we also need to offer some merchandise that they won't find in the big box stores. So we brought in Nike, we brought in Under Armour, we brought in Weber grills, we brought in Traeger smokers, brought in Yeti coolers, silver jeans, and we continue to add these premier brands of merchandise that aren't carried by the mass discounters just to help differentiate ourselves from them.
You talked earlier about one of the categories that you won in the Clinton Herald and have for a number of years. Workwear is the one that really stands out to me. You've got, I think, a great workwear department.
We do. And workwear fits our customer base. We're selling workwear to contractors. We're selling workwear to people that work in the factories. We're selling workwear to the farmers. And That's what the market is here in Clinton. And in Iowa City, we do a great business with the farmers out there because we have a large farm department. And so a lot of work boots, a lot of Carhartt. A lot of the factories in town have send their employees out there to our store with boot vouchers, which is great business for us.
Yeah, that's true. You do have that. Hey, it's time for the weather. Why don't you introduce that for us, Rob?
It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
We'll look for highs today well into the 50s. In fact, getting into the mid to upper 50s could get us a few record highs across the area. An isolated sprinkle can be ruled out and perhaps a shower after dark tonight. We're down to 34. Tomorrow, still pretty nice. Highs of 49, but cooler as we head towards Sunday. Partly cloudy and 34. Don't forget the Storm Track 8 weather app to track any of the showers and our forecast for the next 8 days. I'm Storm Track 8 meteorologist Eric Sorensen. Have a great weekend.
Currently, we have overcast skies and a temperature of 48 degrees. Winds are out of the south at 20 miles per hour. This weather report on KROS Radio has been brought to you by Clinton National Bank.
Did you know that the equity in your home is like money in the bank? Whether you're wanting to add an extra room, build a deck, or maybe remodel your kitchen, you can make it happen with a home equity loan from Clinton National Bank. Call or stop in soon and talk with one of our helpful lenders. They'll give you all the details about Clinton National Bank's great home equity loans. Clinton National Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
JP's Landing of Albany, Illinois presents Gold Rush Gaming. In their gaming room, 5 terminals, each with a number of games to choose from. JP's Landing featuring fine food and your favorite beverage. On Wednesdays, they feature fried chicken. On Friday, it's all you care to eat, fish with North Atlantic cod. And of course, on Saturdays, enjoy their prime rib. JP's Landing, where they invite you to stay and play with Gold Rush Gaming. That's JP's Landing near the Mississippi River on Illinois Route 84 in scenic Albany. Men's Day on KROS continuing here mid-afternoon. A pleasure to have Rob Cassidy in studio with us. Rob, New England, Philadelphia, who do you think might win the Super Bowl?
Well, it'd be hard to bet against the Patriots because they've been there so many times and they have the experience. But I'm personally a Minnesota Viking fan.
So am I.
And I really want to see the Vikings
so did I.
be the first team in NFL history to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
You got a brother who still lives up there?
I do not.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He's down in Dallas now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
But Philadelphia looked so good last week, taking out the Vikings. And they were good all year. And so I'm going to go with the Eagles in the upset.
All right. Here we go.
Or the Patriots.
So right now, Eagles are up 8-9. Should be 9-8. Should be a close game, I would think.
Yeah, I hope it's entertaining. Like I said, I don't have a horse in the race this year, but I will watch it. I'll watch it for the football. I'll watch it for the commercials. I'll watch it just because it's an American thing to do.
Always been a Vikings fan?
I lived up there for about 4 or 5 years after college in the mid-1980s.
Okay.
And the Vikings were a client of the firm that I worked for. I worked in public accounting for Arthur Anderson and Company. And all the sports teams in Minnesota, the Twins, the Vikings, the North Stars, were clients of our office. So I developed a little bit of a following for all the Minneapolis teams.
Did you ever get to meet any of the athletes?
I didn't. Okay. But the Twins were really good when I was living up there. That was the years of Kirby Puckett and Kent Herbeck. And
Kerry
in
guy,
fact,
guy
I even. Think that they made the World Series and played in the St. Louis Cardinals when I was living up there. I remember that.
Now you're a big Cardinals fan.
I am. I've always been a Cardinal
okay.
fan.
Okay. So you're always a Cardinals fan.
I was born in St. Louis.
Well,
and my
go.
Family was from southern Missouri and grew up as a little kid going to Cardinal games watching Lou Brock. So it's a great baseball town. I continue to go back every year.
You know what is amazing about the St. Louis Cardinals is you look at every decade and the Cardinals have pretty much always been good.
They have. It's 13 world championships, second only, I believe, to the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. And but I tell you, it's getting tougher and tougher. The Cubs, brought in Theo Epstein, and I knew the day that they hired him from Boston that it was going to raise the quality of baseball in Chicago, because he had a proven track record how to rebuild a team, and he did. Mm-hmm. He brought him a World Series championship, and just last night the Milwaukee Brewers made another big move and brought in Christian Yelich from the Miami Marlins, and they're looking at maybe signing Hugh Darvish.
Yes.
And so I tell you what, it could be very competitive in the Central next year between Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Louis.
It's Bob Uecker's birthday today.
I did not know that.
He is 83. Bob Uecker is 83 years old.
Oh, wow.
That is amazing. Yeah. Marketing, you got some things coming up?
We do. Just to let the listeners know, a couple, this time of year, we don't have a lot of major promotions going on in the store, but we do have a couple favorites coming up during the month of February. The week of February 10th will be our semi-annual pet sale, and pet continues to grow and be a great category for us. We carry a lot of lines of dog food, a lot of brands that aren't carried in the mass merchants, some higher end organic type foods that more and more pet owners seem to like to feed their animals. And the week after that is the very popular Dollar Day sale, and we have three a year, February, July, and September, and the customers just eat up our Dollar Day sale. We make it pretty much a true Dollar Day sale where almost everything in the sale is a dollar or a multiple thereof, two for a dollar, three for a dollar. Our buyers are out many times during the year looking for deals that they can offer to our customers for a dollar, and we're not that far removed from Christmas. People are still paying off Christmas bills, so February is a great time to line up some bargains.
Visiting with Rob Cassidy, a country music fan, I understand, when you're in the car driving between Clinton and Iowa City.
Mostly talk radio and sports, but if I am listening to music, it's usually the highway.
Okay.
And I do like country music, and I never thought I'd be saying that, but modern country music, and Tim McGraw and Humble and Kind is a great song, and I understand you're going to play it for our listeners.
Here we go.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself proud, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble. When it's hot, eat a root beer popsicle.
Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line always stay humble and kind.
Wrapping things up with Rob Cassidy on Men's Day, of course, at Paul's Discount. We talk business. People always like to know how everything is going with the family. I know your wife is very involved with the business as well.
Yes, she is. Tammy is our children's apparel buyer, and she buys the children's apparel for both stores, and works on a part-time basis when she's not out buying at the trade shows, and comes in and does a lot of the merchandising and getting the new merchandise out on the sales floor, and she does a great job at it.
And so, very active in the community as well. Big event not too long ago.
Yeah, Mercy Healthcare Foundation. She's on the United Way board and also very involved in our church. And in fact, she band boosters, and I'm probably leaving out one or two other ones,
there's
four right there. And she doesn't have a lot of spare time on her hands. She really believes in trying to get out there and support some of those organizations in the community.
So how are the kids doing?
Kids are good. The two older ones are living about 7 minutes from each other, 7 minute walk from each other in downtown Chicago. And Ryan's working for a small private equity group called Grand Crossings Capital, and he's getting married to his fiance, Madeline Butts.
Met her.
And great gal. We like her a lot. She recently got her CPA, works in the audit practice for KPMG.
So you two can talk.
We can. Yeah. It's. I'm sure a lot of people would like to sit in on that conversation as we talk numbers. But they're getting married on August 4th out in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So we're really looking forward to the wedding. And they were just out there last weekend helping finalize some of the wedding preparations. And then Keegan, my youngest daughter, is currently trying to finalize her college selection for next year, and not sure where she's going to end up. Her and Tammy are heading down to the University of Missouri on Tuesday night. They're going to visit Mizzou on Wednesday. And
that was where the oldest went, right?
It was, and Mizzou was not originally on Keegan's radar, but my mom and dad both graduated from the University of Missouri. My brother graduated from Missouri. Kristen graduated from Missouri. My niece and nephew, Jack and Bridget, graduated from Mizzou. So if Keegan went there, she would be the seventh Cassidy to go to Mizzou.
But she's a legacy. She is a legacy.
But she might, right? She told me last night that you and I are still high on her list, and so she might go out there and keep watch over your nephew, Brady.
Yeah, there you go. Keep an eye on him up there. You know, there are quite a few area kids up at the University of Northern Iowa.
There are. We're fortunate to have three great, state universities between UNI, Iowa State, and Iowa, and they all have their niche. And that's what we were talking about earlier in business. You know, you got to have your niche. And UNI is great for educating, teachers. They have a great accounting program. Iowa State's great as a land-grant institution for agriculture, veterinary medicine, fashion merchandising. Iowa's good in business, law, medicine. So, you just, it's hard to be all things to all people. So, you need to find your niche, whether it's business or as a public university.
I would say you have found your niche out at Paul's Discount on Lincoln Way in Clinton. 53 years now, just spectacular. And it's not only Paul's Discount, but you said you had a great soup for lunch today.
I did. Several years ago, we brought in a couple outside vendors to start with Deanna at Deanna's Java Station. And so drive-through coffee, and she has a super following. She's a great marketer, and I can't believe the number of cars that line up at her business every morning. She does a great job taking care of her customers. And then Holly was looking for a place to go in the winter. She runs a great hot dog operation up on the riverfront, and we offered her the opportunity, based on Don's suggestion, my store manager, inviting her to set up in our lobby in the wintertime. It works out great for Holly. It works out great for us. It helps draw people into our store. It gives our employees a place to get a quick lunch, and she's expanding her business into soups, street tacos, Now she has a little catering business during the week on, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. So you can find the information, I believe, on her Facebook page. But, yeah, we're proud to be associated with those two fine businesswomen.
I would say so. Thank you so much today, Rob.
Yep, thanks for having us in, Gary.